Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, look at that. I was just scrolling through some headlines here. President Donald J. Trump, you know, he did his big physical. He did his physical exam recently and passed with flying colors. Joe Biden didn't want to talk about his physical exam too much. But yeah, see this here. Donald J. Trump, he lost 20 pounds since his last exam as president. I wonder if he found our friends at Billings last night. No, he's attributing it to an active lifestyle, according to his physician, Navy Captain Sean Barbabella. But if you guys missed it, Donald J. Trump showed up at the UFC fight in Miami on Saturday night, and once again, it was a hero's welcome. Listen to the walkout that the UFC, the White House compiled from that UFC fight. Pretty cool to see him walking out into the UFC arena with his grandkids at his side. All right, let's jump right into it here. Every Monday, we get back to business. Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal with us here. I should have that announcer do the same intro for you, Evelyn. The main event. Hey, good to see you, Evelyn.
Yeah, we'll expect that next week.
That's right. We'll start working on that one here. We're going to have an in-house announcer get behind the microphone. Well, what's the good news here on this Monday, other than Easter week and Holy Week, of course, kicking off here?
Well, Montana has been ranked as the very best state in the nation for business startups. According to data reported by Entrepreneur Media, Montana was ranked number one with the highest score for the total number of startups in the state per 100,000 people, and the 10-year survival rate of startups is also very high in Montana. With over 4,800 startups, the report said that the state, if you start a business in the state, your opportunity score is 9.55, the highest on the list, and you have a 41% chance of surviving the first 10 years in business. I would think it's higher than that, actually, but because what I have perceived over time is a business may start out one way and then they figure out, oh, this isn't working, and then they adjust, they change how they're doing things and stuff, and so they, whereas the first effort fails, they succeed once they've made some adjustments. So,
interesting. Yeah, those are good numbers. I mean, the fact that we've always been good about business starts, it's the whole business sticking around thing and staying in business that Montana has struggled with in past decades. So that's great news. Number one now, not just for starting up, but for sticking around 10 years later. Very good.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, we're looking at high temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with low temperatures in the mid 30s, and the outlook for Tuesday does call for sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs ranging from the upper 60s in Bozeman to the mid 70s in Billings. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with lows in the low to mid 40s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump told me and others during the campaign that he wasn't interested in retribution, only success. But the moves he just made against two of his own former aides from the first term suggest that's not entirely true. One of them is Miles Taylor, better known as Anonymous, the guy who wrote a New York Times op-ed without his name, ripping the president. And certainly, President Trump is entitled to hit back. But he's ordered the Justice Department to conduct a criminal investigation of Miles Taylor. The other is Chris Krebs, who was the cybersecurity chief in the first term. His sin, according to Trump, and he's also now under criminal investigation, is not to go along with the notion that the 2020 election was stolen. His own probe showed that it wasn't stolen. So this is getting a lot of coverage because even if they're not convicted or anything, you got to hire a lawyer at great expense. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. There's some Yellowstone County-specific news here in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet this morning, but obviously these are issues that have real statewide significance and statewide impact as well, because we're talking about jails, and there's jails that are full all across Montana, and we're talking about judges, and look, everything we've been hearing is that there are a lot of courts that are, you know, they say they don't have enough staff. They say they don't have enough judges. They, you know, we have too many cases, crowding the system, et cetera. Evelyn, it looks like based on the budget discussions in Helena, it's up for its third and final, you know, a reading in the Montana legislature, but the budget bill, the main budget bill that is advancing right now, appears that it will give two new district court judges to Yellowstone County. I know that's something that folks, you know, in the Billings area have been saying needs to happen.
Yes, everybody in the county is really pretty excited about this because they have part of the problem that extends into the overcrowding of the jail is a backlog of crimes that need to be adjudicated before a judge. And there's just too, you know, it just gets dug out. They don't have enough judges to see them all fast enough. And the additional judges will help in dealing with that backlog. And the General Appropriations Act, or House Bill 2 as it's called, sets a $16.6 billion budget for the state, and included in that is money for Yellowstone County's two judges. And the county has been anticipating that they would get these judges, and so they've been working on providing space for them, which they are required to do by state law. And they have been, they purchased the Miller Building, and they're in the process of remodeling it so they can remove all the other departments within the county from the courthouse to the Miller Building, and that's going to be the county administration building. And then they're just going to have courts and county attorneys in the courthouse. And so as soon as they get everybody moved out of the courthouse into the administration building, then they will be remodeling the courthouse for the new judges. And I was told that that's probably going to be about a year or maybe more before they will have all that space prepared for the judges.
So when would the new judges, if this budget gets moves forward and gets signed into law, which seems like that's going to be the case, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying that the current budget proposal moving through the legislature is too much spending.
It's about 5.5% per year over the next 2 years, which is above population growth and inflation. I can't remember if it's by 1.5% or more than that. But there's no competing proposal, as I understand it. There's no one other budget bill that the opposition has put forward to say, hey, pass this budget instead. But if that budget does go forward, what would it? When would those judges officially, I'm assuming the governor would initially appoint the two judges, and then there would be, you know, they would come up for re-election in the immediate election, something like that. Do you know when they would start?
No, that's not really clear yet. They could immediately appoint two judges, or they could, you know, say, well, you know, 1 year this is one judge that you get, and then the next year appoint a second judge. They don't know how the state's going to handle that, but I imagine there must be a plan, and as soon as it gets passed or something, they'll start getting more information about it. But the Yellowstone County has double the number of criminal cases where that must be adjudicated, double that of any other county in the state. So, you know, this will bring our number of district court judges up to 10. So this is something that's very much needed. There was discussion that they would have three judges, but maybe in the name of saving the state money, they scale that back to two.
Well, and for comparison too, you think about just the Billings Heights alone is the size of Butte, and so when you talk about just the size of Billings and the size of Yellowstone County and the need for additional judges, especially, you know, given the fact that so many of the pre-release programs have been put in Billings over the years, you get a lot of the cases, and especially the reoffenders that go through, you know, back in and out of the system that end up tying up a lot of the case log. And so, sure. So that's another reason why. Although I did see in the news they're building a pre-release center in Kalispell. That's moving forward. So maybe that will ease some of the pressures on all of the pre-releases, you know, that get thrown back. Because people have long complained that Billings has become the dumping ground of the state's, you know, prison population and correction system.
Yeah. Well, Yellowstone County has a lot of the services that people being released from prison or who have, you know, mental health issues and things like that, that they get referred to. So Yellowstone County is sort of in the business of dealing with the I don't want to say the criminal faction, but people who have a lot of issues and problems. We have the resources here that other communities don't have, and so they wind up coming here
and then it's hard to get back to wherever you came from or wherever go back to your home community once you start to get kind of settled somewhere. All right, hold that thought. More news to follow here. We'll talk jails next with Evelyn Pyburn.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If you have a nest egg of cash that you want to put into something safe to earn a decent return, should you invest in U.S. Treasury bonds backed by the largest economy in the world, or should you buy the bonds of Greece, a country that 15 years ago flirted with bankruptcy as a result of reckless borrowing? The message in markets today is astounding because investors prefer Greece. Others have noted that the unprecedented rise in U.S. bond yields during the recent surge in stock market volatility of late, which breaks the usual pattern. Generally, when the markets go wobbly, people stash their money away in bonds, driving the prices of those bonds up and your yields down. But the roulette wheel of tariff policy appears to be sending a different message to investors. Get your money out of the U.S. altogether. It'll take months and more likely years of more stable, predictable, and clearly articulated U.S. economic policy to change the sentiment. We remain the most vibrant, dynamic, and growth-oriented economy in the developed world. But the world trusts us less than Greece. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is Health Call for Health. April is National Donate Life Month. It was started in 2003 by Donate Life America and partner organizations to raise awareness about donation and to encourage Americans to register as an organ, eye, or tissue donor. Also to celebrate those who have registered and who've given the gift of life. Donate Life America's 2025 theme is Let Life Sing. The organization notes birds are known across many cultures as one of the most welcomed and visible signs of spring, also representing new beginnings and visits from loved ones who've passed away. There are around 100,000 people on the National Organ Transplant Waiting List. To sign up, you can visit organdonor.gov, and that can link you to a state registry. Most states let you choose which organs and or tissues you want to donate. You can also sign up in person at your local motor vehicle department or on an iPhone, use the Health app. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
President Donald Trump this past week during a cabinet meeting suggested a new program that will be set up to legalize guest farm workers and reduce the risk of farmers and ranchers losing undocumented workers to mass deportations.
We're also going to work with farmers that if they have strong recommendations for their farms for certain people, we're going to let them stay in for a while and work with the farmers and then come back and go through a process, a legal process. But we have to take care of our farmers at hotels and, you know, various places where they use, where they need the people.
Trump suggested undocumented workers would be given a chance to self-deport and return to the country legally.
So a farmer will come in with a letter concerning certain people saying they're great, they're working hard. We're going to slow it down a little bit for them. And then we're going to ultimately bring them back. They'll go out. They're going to come back as legal workers. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
USDA reports 42% of crop workers, roughly 500,000 people, are undocumented, many of whom are settled rather than migrant. There were, however, over 380,000 legal guest H-2A farm workers in the U.S. during fiscal year 2024. Trump told the Secretary of Agriculture and Homeland Security they would be working on the issue. I'm Lane Nordland.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, by the way, just hearing the Farm and Ranch report there from our friend Lane Nordland. You guys, you got to go check out their Western Ag Network Facebook page. They created, you know, the craze on social media right now, the fun thing that everybody's doing is they're creating their own AI action figure toy set, right? And so you think of like a G.I. Joe in the plastic case with, you know, like the accessories, you know, a helmet, a gun, et cetera, or a Barbie doll with accessories like a purse and shoes or whatever, all in a plastic. You can create your own AI action figure. In fact, Evelyn Pyburn, I was thinking, man, it'd be really cool. Somebody needs to create the AI Evelyn Pyburn action figure. What accessories would they include? I'm assuming a pen and a notepad. And what else? What other accessories should they include in this?
I would be nowhere without my laptop computer.
Yes.
I guess I got to go places all the time, so I would need a brand new car.
A brand new car. There we go. That's one to add into it. I like it. Yeah, that'd be cool to see. I'll have to see if so our producer, Caden, he tried to do it and with one of his photos, and he ended up becoming a black guy with two kids. So I don't know if he used the right ChatGPT format or whatever there, but he's pretty fly for a white guy, but still a white guy nonetheless. But no, these AI action figures are hilarious. Congressman Ryan Zinke, his staff was playing around with it, and they showed his entire knife collection in the accessories, so it's pretty good. Well, let's talk jails. The Yellowstone County Jail, like many jails across the state, you know, they're full, but it's expensive to house people at the jail. Apparently, the county commissioners have now negotiated an increase in the daily rate that they charge the federal government for housing prisoners at the Yellowstone County Detention Facility.
Yes, this has been a long-standing issue. I'm sure most people have heard about it, that both the state and the federal government pay per diem, per prisoner, much, much less than what it really costs. And the county commissioners have been very frustrated over the years trying to get this cost, get them to increase what they pay. But the U.S. Marshals Service put forth, finally, a proposal to pay $115 a day, up from the $85 a day they were paying. And but the new rate is still $2 less than what the Sheriff's Department estimates is the true cost of housing a prisoner. But the county commissioners took it because they didn't want, you know, I mean, they wanted to be sure they got that revenue rather than risk that the feds would come back with a different offer. So, but that increase in rate will generate over $500,000 in a year for the Sheriff's Department. And that's been a cost that Yellowstone County taxpayers have been subsidizing since about 2016 or so. And it will be a huge economic benefit to the county to have that removed from taxpayer costs and shifted to covering the real costs of housing prisoners. And the state apparently shows no sign of increasing their rate, which is $82, I think, a day. And it's not, there's no bill or anything in the state legislature to increase that. And John Oslin, one of the commissioners, said, well, you know, if they passed a resolution that told the state that if they don't increase the amount they're being that they're paying for each prisoner, that they would have to remove their prisoners from the Yellowstone County Detention Facility. And he pointed out then they will have more room to accommodate the federal prisoners who will be paying the increased rate.
Well, hopefully they give them a bus pass to another place if they have to let them out, right? Yeah, because I'm sure the state would just fire back, oh, really? You're going to let them back out on the streets in Billings? One of our listeners asked me a question. They saw this story in the news a while back, and they said, well, wait a minute. Why, if we're still losing money to house federal prisoners, why are we housing federal prisoners when our jail is full? I mean, as I understand it, because of the federal courthouse here, that's why you jail the federal inmates there is while they're going through those proceedings before they get sentenced and then shipped off to a federal penitentiary. They house them here in the meantime because we don't want them just out there walking the streets.
Well, some of them are local felons or whatever until they go through a trial, and then they become either the federal a prisoner of the federal government or a prisoner of the state. So some of them are locals who become state prisoners.
That's,
you know,
right.
Once they
or federal penitentiary as well. Yeah, right. Evelyn Pyburn, another great update. Thanks so much for your time here on this Monday. Appreciate on the program. Another headline here from the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet. This is great news for oil and gas here in Montana. The Department of the Interior announcing that no longer will they have to conduct these environmental impact statements on oil and gas leases on BLM property. This will impact 3.5 million acres in 7 states, including Montana, Colorado, New Mexico, North and South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. And so that's just been another duplicitous regulation out there that's just unnecessary. It impedes American energy. So there you go. That's in the Big Sky Business Journal hot sheet this morning as well. I would encourage you to sign up for that. You get it in your email inbox. Always great information. And then keep your eye out for the print edition as well, because there's an entire page in the print edition of the Big Sky Business Journal with, you know, little snippets of business news from all across Montana. Speaking of the Department of Interior, here we go. President Trump signed executive orders. You know, we talked about this last week. President Trump signed executive orders aiming to stimulate the coal industry here in the United States. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum was on Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss that and more.
The triple win for America. Coal is such important, so foundational to what we do. Number one, thermal coal for electricity, and we've got incredible demand coming, whether it's all the manufacturing coming back to the U.S. Or whether it's for powering AI manufacturing intelligence in the United States.
Yeah, I'm going to talk more about AI and coal and those action figure toy sets that I joked about with Evelyn Pyburn. I'm going to talk a little bit about more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show when we take you statewide from Plentywood all the way to Missoula. Of course, we got a massive chunk of the state here all morning long. Live KBUL Billings, KPRK Livingston, KMMS Bozeman, and KXTL Buten, and our friends from Great Falls and the Flathead jumping in at 8. Let me tell you about a great deal going on right now. This is their biggest sale of the year. It's a once-a-year event. YHIC, your home improvement company, they've got an unbeatable deal. 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor with a minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. That's until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is their biggest sale of the year. Don't miss out. Let me repeat, 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor, minimum of 4 windows. Again, that number, 406-948-2836. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. This only happens once. It's happening this month. Biggest sale of the year. YHIC.com. We've got phone lines open for you back right after this.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, I did get a message here on the Montana Talks app. This tracks with what I've been hearing as well and kind of inspired a rant. I think it was Friday on the show. Maybe it was Thursday. Actually, it was Thursday and Friday. I got this message from Carol in Billings. This came in on the Montana Talks app. Hi, Aaron. Pam Purinton, a former city council member, said that the Billings mayor and administrator are trying to circumvent the Billings city charter so that our taxes can be raised without taxpayer approval. The council is meeting tonight, Monday, April 14th, starting at 5:30 p.m., at City Hall. Please encourage people to attend and let the council know their opinion. So that's a big Billings news story, of course, but it's also very important to the rest of the state. Let me tell you why. So Thursday, we do our weekly legislative update in the statewide show. And, you know, we have Republican Senate President Matt Regeer typically with us. And then we'll have from the Democrat side, House Minority Whip Jonathan Carlin out of Missoula. And a month ago, it looked like property tax relief was on track. You had Republicans and even Democrats and the governor all supporting some version of a homestead exemption when it comes to property tax relief. You know, now the devil's in the details. So broker in the details was going to be, you know, was going to be the part, you know, figure it all out. But now everybody's saying, well, what the heck's going on with property tax relief? There's no clear property tax relief proposal as the legislature gets to their final days of the session. And so I was talking with this about Representative Jonathan Carlin, and Representative Carlin said, well, we've got this issue where the city of Billings, they're saying they're going to lose $7 million. They're saying if we pass this property tax relief, the city of Billings is saying, well, we're going to lose $7 million in revenues. We're going to have to fire police officers. We're going to have to fire firefighters. Oh, here we go again. Oh, that's today's oh for Pete's sake moment. Oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, sure. Yeah, you can't find $7 million in your massive budget
And the first approach is we're going to fire police officers and we're going to fire firefighters. Like there's nothing else. And so I went on a mini rant. I was trying to be respectful of the House Minority Whip's time. But what I told him, I said, hey, look, if the city of Billings is what is holding property tax relief for all Montanans hostage right now, don't let them hold property tax relief hostage. They're going to look, property values get reassessed this year. The city of Billings is growing. It's not growing as much as Yellowstone County is growing because the city of Billings is still too liberal and they still make it hard to promote business and growth in the city of Billings proper. And so almost all the growth that you're seeing in Yellowstone County is in the county, not in the city. And then the city figures out a way to make more of the county part of the city to make up for it, right? But the point that I made is like they're gonna get more than enough money later this year. You don't need to bust the city charter permanently. And so what is the Billings city charter? As I understand it, and I think Pam Parenton could explain this. Ooh, look at that. She's on the phone lines. Because I got that message from Carol. And so I was like, ooh, I'm going to see if Pam Parenton will call in this morning because she'll have a better insight on this as a former Billings City Council member. But as I understand it, the Billings City chart. So let's say the state finally gets their act together in Helena and they come to an agreement on property tax relief, significant property tax relief, right? Not just a little bit of crumbs here and a little bit of crumbs there. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen is then the liberal city of Missoula and the liberal county of Missoula is going to say, oh, hey, well, thanks, state, for the property tax relief for our residents. We're going to raise their taxes anyway at the local level. So it'll be one step forward. The state will give you property tax relief, but then it'll be two steps back if you live in Missoula City and Missoula County. Step backward. They're just going to raise your taxes. As I understand it, though, the Billings city charter ties their hands from being able to do that to people in Billings. So the city is saying, well, we're going to have to fire police officers if you don't let us bust a cap on our taxpayers. Pam, did I get that right? Is there something I'm missing here?
Am I on right now?
You are, yes. Great to hear
from
you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was hilarious whenever you said Pam's the person to talk to him going, no, she's not. I mean, this is such a complicated mess as far as I'm concerned. And it's true that we do have a cap on our mill levies, which basically means our voters get to choose if we want to tax them. The other cities, some that you mentioned, well, most of them in the state of Montana, other than Sunburst, they don't have that cap. However, Larry Brewster, I tried to get this from Larry yesterday, and he said there actually are caps, and it has to do with inflation and population growth and and some of the issues. I'll just be real honest, I do not understand them. And I think, I mean, it was a knee-jerk for me whenever I heard what the mayor and the city administrator were doing, because from day one, they both have been wanting to scrub our charter. And so to me, this was, oh, this is the opportunity. And I may have overspoke on that, which is, you know, that's fine. I don't apologize for it, really, because we have got to look out for the citizens of Billings. When we look out for the city of Billings or the citizens of Billings and not so much the city, because the city, the different departments, whether it's police, fire, or whomever, they're going to support their department and they're going to want, those are where all those increases come from, is from the departments.
As I understand it, there's a short-term fix that could potentially be done, and maybe that's what they're looking at doing right now.
That's my understanding, is that they're wanting to do that, but there's even a discrepancy within council members how to do that.
Yeah.
Part of it is, you know, let's not suspend the cap for 2 or 3 years till all of this kind of catches up. But I'm not sure I'm in favor of doing that. The whole bill is a mess, and you even said, you know, just right before I came on. I mean, the whole bill is a mess. I know that the Billings or the Yellowstone County legislators are not happy with it. And so we'll see. And there's a lot of amendments out there. I understand that Daniel Zolnikoff has an amendment that Larry Brewster said wouldn't be bad. But,
Larry's a smart guy. I mean, I remember when he was on the city council before running for the legislature. He really knows the ins and outs and the nuts and bolts of that all. It's just, I think the biggest message is don't let them, you know, do a permanent solution that they're trying to do, which is don't let them bust a cap on us. You know what I'm saying? Pun intended, because property taxes have already been a massive gun to the heads of Montanans, and that's why I think if the legislators don't get something significant on property tax relief, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well, and that's the whole point. To me, they're just throwing, you know, mud on the wall to see if it's going to stick, because Tom McGilvery's Senate Bill 90. Was perfect. It was a permanent tax fix. But to give taxpayers $350, excuse me, you know, to me, that I would rather them build a bridge, do something with that money, because the $350 going back to taxpayers is nothing. So I will say, I listened to the legislative committee, the subcommittee that the council has, and, you know, Bill did bring up some points that there's some constitutional ideas in there that maybe the legislature can't do anything that would force us, if you will. I mean, that's what they're doing, is that they would force us to relieve us of that cap. So, I mean, it's really complicated.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to council tonight, and I was just texting Roy Neese. I honestly don't know what to say, because it's so complicated. I don't know that the city has a lot of say in what's going to happen, because you've got all those other cities, counties, legislators out there that they're going, hey, you know, we're not going to do this for Billings, but Billings is really one of the most affordable cities in the state of Montana. And so we have to, I mean, I think the legislators need to respect that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because I got to run to a hard break here in about 30 seconds. You know, if you had 30 seconds, what would you tell people to tell the city council tonight? And I guess the easiest thing is, hey, don't do a permanent bust on the charter to have unfettered ability to raise our taxes. But folks got to listen to what the specific individual proposals are for temporary fixes, I'm assuming. Pam Pierrington, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in, especially at the last minute. Greatly appreciate it.
Springfest at Lowe's means can't-miss savings for your home and lawn. Right now, buy 3 bags, get 3 free on Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot all-purpose garden soil. Plus, buy 2, get 1 free on select exterior paint and stain via mail-in rebate. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 4/16, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See rebate form for complete list of eligible products. Offer excludes clearance and mist tints and can't be combined with any other offer, promotion, discount, or coupon.
Fox News commentary.
President Trump signed an executive order those of us with long hair certainly appreciate. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America is listening to Fox News.
President Trump is on a roll reversing stupid decisions made under Joe Biden and Barack Obama. This week, he had his sights set on low-pressure and low-flow showerheads. With an executive order, Trump rolled back federal regulations put in place under Obama that restricted how much water can flow from showerheads. Trump actually already did this in his first term, but Joe Biden added it back, so this is really the second undoing of those ridiculous controls. While signing the order, President Trump remarked that showerheads will no longer be weak and worthless, and humorously cracked a joke about his gorgeous and perfect hair and how this order will make America's showers great again. Mr. President, you're exactly right. Those low-flow shower heads disproportionately impact those of us with long hair. And if you think about it, waste more water, given we have to spend twice as long to rinse with the wimpy water flow. President Trump is restoring common sense and pleasant grooming, and I'm grateful. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny skies for today, we're looking at high temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, skies will stay mainly clear with low temperatures in the mid 30s. And the outlook for Tuesday does call for sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs ranging from the upper 60s in Bozeman to the mid 70s in Billings. Partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with lows in the low to mid 40s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, we've seen some high-profile arrests of illegal aliens and Tren de Aragua gang members here in Montana. But how many illegal aliens do they think are actually hiding out here in Montana? We got a number from Montana Governor Greg Gianforte because he's been working with federal law enforcement, talked about the incredible collaboration that's finally taken place. He says there's 1,000 illegal aliens, mostly in the Gallatin Valley. Full story, go to MontanaTalks.com.
Donald Trump's America.
Several coal miners joined President Trump in an executive order signing this week aimed at supercharging the production of what President Trump calls beautiful, clean coal.
We're going to put the miners back to work, and I said I was going to do this, and I've said it loud and clear, and it's time to do it. Now we need it.
President Trump says coal-fired power plants are needed as part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy to boost capacity.
For years, people would just bemoan this industry and decimate the industry for absolutely no reason.
A series of executive orders delay some emission requirements for coal-fired power plants, prevents the closure of other plants, and lifts bans on coal mining on leased federal land. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a quick few minutes here, wrapping up the hour. We've got a couple of great guests who just dropped into the studios here. They've got the Big Sky Alcohol and Drug Symposium coming up soon. Sam Morris with ChemNet and Brandon Ide with K316 Detection in the house. So, Sam, you're on the DUI Task Force. Tell us about this symposium.
Yeah, we're excited to be hosting the symposium for there's three different sectors that we are going to be speaking to, the law enforcement, treatment, and prevention sectors. And so it's nice that we have breakouts that you can kind of pick and tailor the symposium to fit your need.
Yeah, and Brandon Ide, you're a Billings police officer, and then you also have this company that has working canines, K316 Detection. You were telling me now not only do you do narcotics, but they can also detect explosives and pipeline leaks even. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty exclusive thing. There's only about three companies in the country that can do it, so we'll be the only one up in the northern region, so...
One of these days, I want to do one of those trips. I want to be, walking with the canine just along the pipeline route. I just want to go for a hike. I just need to get outside. I'm tired of being in an office all freaking day some days. But
I'll pick you up on that.
I was going to say hired, right?
Yeah, right there.
So what's your focus going to be at this alcohol and drug symposium?
So I'm the chair of the Yellowstone County DUI Task Force, and this is one of the events that we've hosted. This is our third time around. It's a two-day event, May 1st and 2nd, here at the Doubletree. And Sam and I are actually doing one of the breakout sessions, talking about kind of the hidden in plain sight, what to look for as teachers, parents, that kind of thing. And then we're going to kind of punctuate that with our canine, Mira, who actually came from the police department. That's our primary narcotics dog. And we're going to do a little dog demo at the end of that. So yeah,
that alone would make the whole thing.
Yeah,
worthwhile.
We set up a mock teenage bedroom and they go through kind of some things that parents should be looking for, and then we'll speak about what's trending in drug use. We talk a lot about marijuana and the different products that I think a lot of people don't understand when we legalized marijuana, what all that means. That isn't just the, you know, the joint that our grandparents used to smoke.
Well, we had Stacey Zinn, the former head of the DEA, on, and she was talking about some of these synthetics, and the THC content is off the charts.
Yeah.
And that's why you're seeing kids basically OD on dabs in schools. But most parents, we wouldn't even know what to look for. We wouldn't even know what we're seeing. It's like we hear songs on the radio. We don't even know what they mean. We're just like, what is that? Oh, I didn't know. Why am I, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing when it comes to drug detection and some of this stuff that's out there.
Yeah, just being aware, I think, is the, it's an awareness symposium. It's designed to just equip people with knowledge of what it is we're looking for. The keynote speaker actually is speaking about how to prevent drug use in our schools and some ideas on that as well. And his name is Rocky Heron, and Brandon can talk about kind of what his keynote is going to be on that Thursday. So.
Yeah, and let us know the dates and then a website where people can go to sign up or whatever, too.
Yeah, so the dates are May 1st and 2nd, coming up here in a couple weeks here at the Doubletree. And you can sign up at ycduitaskforce.com.
Great. All right. And then, yeah, about a minute to go before we got to hit our hard break here in the news at the top of the hour. But what's the most important thing to share with folks across the state?
I'd say it's probably the quality of this training. This is something that historically we've sent people to Colorado or down into that region to train that. Of course, that gets expensive. You can only send a handful of people. So we've been bringing that up here and trying to train up more people.
Yeah, we do still have some sponsorship opportunities for businesses that may want to get involved as well, and you can find that right on that website as well. So,
yes, Sam Morris with Chemnet, I know you've told me before, there's little things that look like USB thumb drives, but kids are vaping marijuana with stuff like that.
Yeah.
Has it gotten even crazier than stuff like that now?
Yeah, there's, I mean, just the apparel lines that are designed to be able to conceal, you know, they're building apparel with concealed pockets and things like that, so that, you know, kids, anybody can actually have this stuff with them at any time.
Wow.
Yeah.
The concealed drug use apparel line alone would be interesting, too. Well, thank you both for what you do. Thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thanks.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
If you have a nest egg of cash that you want to put into something safe to earn a decent return, should you invest in U.S. Treasury bonds backed by the largest economy in the world, or should you buy the bonds of Greece, a country that 15 years ago flirted with bankruptcy as a result of reckless borrowing? The message to markets today is astounding because investors prefer Greece. Others have noted that the unprecedented rise in U.S. bond yields during the recent surge in stock market volatility of late, which breaks the usual pattern. Generally, when the markets go wobbly, people stash their money away in bonds, driving the prices of those bonds up and your yields down. But the roulette wheel of tariff policy appears to be sending a different message to investors. Get your money out of the U.S. altogether. It'll take months and more likely years of more stable, predictable, and clearly articulated U.S. economic policy to change this sentiment. We remain the most vibrant, dynamic, and growth-oriented economy in the developed world. But the world trusts us less than Greece. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.